First in line, baby.
Down D Martin.
First in line, baby.
What I call him, Mentito Martin?
Mentito Martin.
I'm not waiting.
That's why you and that guy in the car had that moment. Hey, not waiting. And all you guys meant was, yeah, the pizza was good.
Power to my people, baby.
Down D as fuck.
We even have pizza.
7, 1, 2, 5. We're doing this right?
Hell no. Not Martin. For sure.
You know what? I take one day at a time, baby. You know what that is.
Shut up, Boomhauer.
What are you doing right now?
I don't know what his plan is there.
Fool, you already look the part. Like, you don't have to act it. Like,
no, dude. We're in pajamas.
I don't act, baby girl. It's just, what's that like?
That's that shit from Superbad. That's that shit from Superbad. I just pulled it up.
Oh, your shirt does look like kind of like something from Superbad.
That was a cold cowboy get up. This shit ain't get up.
Your shirt looks like any white movie, like when the parents are gonna go to sleep and they're all wearing matching fucking
shirt. I agree with you.
Like that movie, This Is 40. That's you right there.
I would have to look at it.
It's not, but in regards, Jack Daniels out of a fucking
don't spill it, you're leaving
Kirkland fucking water bottle and shit. When there's cups in this house. Jack Daniels. We're in America.
We got an Amazon card, but you still can't afford to clean this shit. I'm just gonna drink this. Because his Amazon card's already maxed out.
No, what the fuck? This shit's halfway maxed out.
Well, before we get started on more talking shit on Martin, Wakanda forever.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Rest in peace.
43 years old.
That's young as fuck. That's
Well, because aren't you supposed to get the finger up the butt at 40?
Yeah.
Bruh.
But he's, from what I read, he's been battling it.
Yeah, no, he did 10 movies.
While he was going through that shit, that's a strong fucking human being. There's a picture. There's a picture going around that people are posting now, that he looked like super like, I don't want to say it, but he looked like
people thought he was crackhead
and like bummish and like.
He's probably
and people were just talking. People were talking shit, but they didn't know what he was going through. Yeah. That's just so fucked up.
Crazy how that actually hit a secret. I had no idea. It's not like I fucking. It's not like I fucking subscribe to People News or whatever, but
Alex works in the studios and shit. You don't know?
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like the general public didn't know.
I don't think either. But colon cancer is real though, because even my uncle, my mom's brother, passed away from that, and he didn't want to do any of the chemo or anything. He's like, I don't want to fucking bag that the shit out of and all that. He's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go out.
He didn't want to go through any of that. And I was like. Like super bad. Like I hope it never happens in any of us.
Like your shirt.
Like I'm saying, like your shirt, super bad. Like if you're already like there at by the cliff and shit, like you're there's nothing for you to do. I'm not gonna take no fucking
chemo and all
chemo
that,
and all
yeah.
that shit. Like just.
I've seen. I mean, we both have seen two of our aunts like go through different types of cancer, but all the way to stage 4. So at that point, it's like.
I don't know if I would want to be a burden onto my family.
Three people.
In regards to them having to come to the hospital or them having to take care of me, I think I'd probably be the type of person I would just go out. You know what I mean?
I don't like that. I don't like when. I mean, at that point you can't really be like thinking. You're not thinking about that shit, but like, I just don't like everyone at the hospital just feeling sorry for you and just I don't like that shit. Like
I remember my grandpa because I was looking at him.
Oh, the first time when we thought that he was gonna pass away.
No, because I would go all the time when he was basically in the last hospital where they basically know. And I was looking down at him like sad, and he fucking looked. Looking at me like
yeah.
That.
Well, what he's sucks like, now is that because of all this fucking COVID bullshit, you can't even go to the hospital.
That happened to someone I know that I work with. He passed away. They said it was COVID, but no, it was a heart attack. It's just stress. He was older. And drank Monster 7 days a week, worked 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, and it just caught up to him. And he had a heart attack, and I was talking to his nephew, and he was just telling me, like, dude, like, no one could go to the hospital, not even his kids, his wife, no one. He passed away by himself. I was like, damn.
But wouldn't you, if you were in that situation, so say you had cancer or whatever, or you're dying for some reason, but they could keep you alive just for a little longer, but it costs money and it puts your burden on your family. Wouldn't you just be like, no, just let me just go like this?
A lot of people do. A lot of people do. But also, there's a point where you have to not be selfish. you have to let them fucking see because it's gonna hurt them. But no, I'm just gonna give up.
But in the long run, you're gone. But then they're stuck with the financial difficulty.
You get that, but I think it's like at that point you have to think both sides.
I would be like, all right, I'm out. Like, I don't want to put you.
Yeah, we know
in
that,
a hole.
Like, an asshole.
And that's selfish.
No,
but
I see
at the
what
same time,
I see what you're saying. Like,
they
like,
still have to live on with their life.
They're still putting you on the breathers and all that shit. Yeah. But at that point, you cannot. If you're on the breathers, you don't have. You can't say anything. You can't move. You can't do nothing.
Well, that's why I tell Melissa and my mom, like, yo, don't put me on any of that shit. I'm saying, if some shit happens like that, just don't do that. Just have a party for me and play Tupac.
You need to have a,
and all that shit kissing me from my head, from my toes.
Play Spice Girls.
On my hoes.
You need to talk to a lawyer. Laugh, but from up there.
You need to talk to a lawyer and get an advance directive, or you could just go one out yourself.
But yeah.
That's what, like, I've been telling my sister. No, she's like, I know for a fact that she will put me on fucking ventilators alive, like, no matter what. And I'm like, no.
I would probably
I'm like, that's
her to do
fucked
that.
Up. Like,
it sounds like I get it. You would probably be like, no, let me die.
Yeah.
But us as friends would probably be like, no, let's do whatever we can.
Because
you always have that small hope.
Yeah. But once you know, like, for sure, like, there's no turn return, then yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we're just drowning him with beers.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like, okay, go.
Put a funnel down my throat, throw some 211s down there, and then pull the plug. Just see if it kickstarts.
Like in the show Kingdom. Ryan had to go. His dad didn't want to be in that situation. He's like, fucking
hasn't watched it,
bro. That's just your spoiled, fucking fault, bro. It's been out for fucking 10 years. Like, what the fuck you want me to do? You have all this fucking time. Like,
no, I don't. What the fuck? I do not have all this
playing in the back. I don't, bro. But fuck, that's like perfect for right now too.
But yeah, that whole situation sucks for you, for the person going through it and the family. But like how Eric said, you just gotta plan it. Yeah. You don't want to be on that shit, but on that shit.
That's why I'm putting on audio right now.
I've been thinking
don't
about
put me on that
getting
shit.
Life insurance. I heard it's only like $8 a month. You got to come and fucking do a little physical.
You could get life insurance just by signing up to a credit union.
Do it now before you get old and they're like, oh, you have to do all this medical
open
shit.
Open an account
that's
with like
saying.
Some random credit.
Doing it now. It's like, oh. But so a bypass, like they get like $1 million or something, right?
Well,
but you could get like a really cheap one, like a free one through like a credit union.
Yeah,
I want them to get $1 million though.
Of life insurance or my job.
I think what
I used to.
What's smart is because I've been not like directly involved, but I have people around me, our family that's passed away, and they had no money, so everyone had to scramble together to put together
their
funerals and all that, like. I have life insurance through work, but I'm just saying for people that don't, I would just get something where it would help the family just to pay for your funeral.
Well, my parents,
it's like 15 G's though. That's what I'm saying. Like, funerals are not cheap.
No, my parents actually prepaid their shit.
That's perfect. Yeah. Or like, you want to be cremated, set all this shit up already because that shit can just happen.
And that's what they're doing right now. You're getting cremated. Everyone's getting cremated.
I want to be cremated. Do you think that people actually go?
I also want to plant a tree.
Your ashes or what? They do that.
Yeah, that shit's dope. I think that's cool because then you actually go back to the tree and see it grow. It's kind
of. I want everyone to make a strain of the weed.
How high status?
Like Tupac. Tupac.
They smoked his ashes.
Yeah.
Supposedly. How lost?
Unless it's in a vape pen nowadays, I don't know how the fuck you're about to do that.
I mean, the coolest thing would just go to Ireland and do the Viking funeral.
Valhalla.
It's right there at
you
the lake.
You like that though.
Right there at the lake down the street, yeah.
Do it at the river bottom under the bridge, bitches.
Speaking of Viking Valhalla, Raised by Wolves on HBO.
Haven't seen
this. This shit looks fucking.
Oh, let me get your account because I don't have HBO.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah,
we have HBO Max.
Get that too.
Bro, you're not going to hook it up. We gave you WWE Network, and that's way better than this.
I never fucking went on that.
So,
but they
still got access.
But,
I'll trade you a Disney Plus account.
Ragnar.
I'll trade you a Showtime account.
Oh,
what's up, homeboy?
Whoever watched.
No.
Wait, that's a good bargain right
what's
there.
Up?
Showtime?
So we
you
all
watch
know.
Billions?
So
dude,
Travis,
you don't even know what Billions is.
Travis Fimmel. He was Ragnar on Vikings.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That show's tight.
Vikings is dope. So now he's in this show, Raised by Wolves, which is like straight up
Raised
Christianity. Like, it's. You know how, like, Knights of.
Like the Cascades?
Templar, like, but it new age type shit. Like, the world has ended, so like religion is the only thing.
Like, oh, kind of so like the Book of Eli with
some shit like that. But Knights of, like, if you're not a part of them, they go, like, it's a whole war against atheists and all that. Fucking nuts. We can't play it here, but I mean, afterwards. But I'm just saying, like, this is like a new show that's gonna be on.
I think. I mean, we have to look at the YouTube laws, but I think trailers are allowed because that's like open to the public type shit.
But I was just, that was a sick ass segue between.
It sounds a little like what was it? C with Jason Momoa.
Oh, I never got to see that. That was on Apple.
Yeah,
because nobody fucking. I don't have Apple. A lot of people didn't get Apple. There's HBO so Max got like a
streaming service.
HBO Max got I think like a million. Their launch was.
Well, they have like Queen and Slim or Slim and Queen. Like they
HBO
like
just bought
pretty
Cinemax,
good shows
right?
on there.
That's what it's called, Max.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's why. I think that's why it's called
like
Max.
A catchy name.
But they have the whole fucking Harry Potter and all that shit. That kind of blew it up.
I watched one of the last Harry Potters the other day.
If you guys want to laugh, go to Stater Brothers on fucking La Sierra. The guy behind the deli who has the stupidest Harry Potter glasses in the world. You know how some people do that, but this
oh,
is like
yeah,
biggest.
Yeah.
Well, you seen him?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! I was fucking around and like Tony gets all embarrassed and shit. I was like, I was starting to fucking tell the guy. I was like, "Hey, bro, where's your wand?" And shit. Yeah. And Tony's like, "Dude, stop!"
No, dude, there's another
you're a fucking bully. You're a
fucking dude. Well, damn. He has to know. He
no, there's
know.
Another dude that works there that looks like the dude from OK Go. Oh. The little short dude with the mustache and the glasses.
It might be the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know what you're talking about. That guy went to my high school. He's like a career fucking Stater Brothers guy.
Yeah.
Career,
but yeah, I've told him that before. Hey, I'm like, you look son? Just like the dude from OK Go. He's like, what are you talking about? I showed him the video. He's like, oh shit. The next time I went there, he shaved his mustache.
Yeah, he had that stash. Yeah, I know. He's like, there for a long time.
So, Raised by Wolves. Two androids are tasked with raising human children on a mysterious virgin planet as the human colony threatens to be torn apart by religious difference. Bruh, that's like now. I'm saying, like, we are in a fucking movie, my guy. We're in a movie.
So this is ridiculous.
This is the shittiest movie.
No, but this is like all the movies that we've
think
seen.
Think about all the movies that are going to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like our kids, like let's say when we're older and our kids are older, they're going to come out with 2020 fucking movies, right? About this time. And then we're going to be like, oh, that's fucking fake. Oh, that's kind of real. Like, it's going to happen. This year is not a normal fucking year.
No, hell no.
I used to always like look at the 70s, like especially like the Vietnam War, 60s, the late 60s, and I would always think like, dude, I wish I lived during that time. It seems so fucking cool, and like there's so much going on, and like this is, I guess, our version of that.
But could you imagine a movie made about this year and people watching it? They're like, yeah, people watching this shit, they're like, oh, that's fake as fuck. They're like, no, that part's real.
So much
I'm just waiting for the fucking free love to come back. Free love.
I wish 60s, it was like
right?
the 60s.
Yeah.
You just need to stop dropping acid and fucking the fucking
in the well and shit.
Yeah, right? that's what the hippies that was one of their threats. They're gonna put in the water supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking carry on that. Right? FBI just shuts us down right now.
That's funny.
Which is the possible. Everything's listening to us, like
Alexa. You know you can put her to like say like I'm not home and she guard your house.
Real?
Yeah. That shit.
Why are you so scared, bro?
Because I'm in the white picket fence of fucking California.
He's scared, man.
White people.
Are scary. These white people, dude.
Fucking earlier on the way here,
I was
chewing gum in the car. Remember Eric? I was chewing gum in the car and for some reason I yawned. And I started choking, right? But it got to the point that like I didn't want to say anything. I was like, I could fucking make it go through, whatever. Just swallow this. And it got worse. And then I panicked. I lowered the window for some reason. And this fool was talking to me. And I was like, and I started fucking coughing. Yeah. And I started coughing louder. And it was like, he just looked at me. He was like, fool, I'm fucking joking. I'm fucking driving. I'm trying to concentrate on the road. At the same time, I'm like, fuck, I'm fucking
dying.
Like,
yeah, like, oh.
I've had one.
It was hilarious.
Have you had one like story where maybe that's yours, but where you're choking,
San Diego.
And it's just like it scares the shit out of you, that's, like you thought you're
that's
like
where
it's
I'm,
done.
That's where I'm going to. Because I told him in the car, I was like, dude, this wasn't even the worst. The worst happened was like 3 weeks ago at work.
Oh, was that recent?
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna go back to like
1972 and shit.
Bro, you start chewing.
It was in the middle of a fucking meeting too. It was a big ass meeting. Everyone was there, and we went social distancing.
Pressure's on.
And I think I was drinking water, and I was eating something, some chips or some shit, and it caught like back in my throat, and I was like, oh fuck, right? So I was like, right. Trying to drink water and they made it worse and I was like, oh fuck. And I started getting hot. Anxious.
You weren't choking, you're drowning after that.
Yeah.
You're more embarrassed.
No, I was getting fucking anxiety and I was like, fuck. And my homie noticed, he's like, oh, dude. He's like, yo, spit that shit out. I was like and I was like, I got to a point that I was like, fuck, should I just get up and just walk out and fucking just scream or something in the fucking restroom or something? Like I was panicking. And then I know we're just like, you don't want to cough because it's that crazy cough out of nowhere. Just, I did that crazy cough and everyone fucking looked and it just went away. I was like, fuck. I should have got up. I should have left the room.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
My worst one was, I think it was like second birthday. We went to San Diego when all that drama happened. We stayed at the hotel. I had ice and it went down my fucking neck. Went down like the wrong hole, whatever. And these fools all thought I was joking. I was literally like no air. I could gas, no air. The fucking shit was stuck in the tube, and that was worse.
How many times did you go to the birthday at San Diego?
Every time you weren't invited.
I was invited one time, and we said like me and Melissa just slept there for a minute, and then we went home in the morning.
That wasn't my birthday.
The same one?
I thought that was just like a San Diego trip. When we used to do shit like that.
One time, I was eating turkey. And I was literally choking like I was going to die. And no one even, people were just looking at me like blank stare. Like, and I was just like the one of those ones where I got up and I was like, yo, I'm fucking choking. It's like the craziest.
Everyone
you
just looked
to panic.
Yeah, everyone just looked at you. They're like, there goes Byron one dick again.
Yeah.
It's the craziest feeling. Like you're just stuck. Like you can't do anything. It's just like a, it's crazy terrifying. Like,
what happened? You pull it out?
No, I swallowed it like a real G.
Yeah, I can't really remember a time when I've done that. I've choked a few times, but I haven't, like, not like I was dying. But there was one time when I was fucking drunk as shit, just in my kitchen. And I was about to go to sleep after like this last drink that I had. And my nephew came out and just kind of said, like, hey, what's up? I was like, And then out of nowhere, like, I just kind of stood up and looked at him. I was like, hey, I need to show you something. He's like, what? I was like, you need to learn the Heimlich maneuver.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was drunk as fuck.
You gave him a certificate and everything?
Yeah, pretty much. And I looked at him. I was like, 3 years, I was like, I need to teach you this because I know your sister, for one, she's going to spaz the fuck out and start screaming if someone starts choking. Your brothers are too young, so they can't do shit. I'm like, you're the only one that's level-headed enough to, like, actually look at this, and like if something happens you're gonna do it. He's like, okay, cool, like, well, show me. And I showed him how to do it. I mean, mind you, like, I've never done the Heimlich maneuver in my life.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what the fuck I was.
Like,
just
squeeze your wrist.
No, I was that fucking,
he was just drunk. Like, hey come here, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, I showed him do that thing, and then the very next fucking day my mom started choking in the kitchen.
No way.
Yeah. And he fucking, it went down exactly like I told him. I was like, was your sister fucking crying? Yeah. Was your mom just fucking panicking and running around? Yeah. I was like, you kept the level head and you did it. You got it done, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, cool. Good job. He's That's like, good. But how'd you know? I'm like, I didn't. Like, I was just fucking drunk and felt like you needed to know.
He's just like, hey, come
the
here.
Drunken gods.
Let me teach you something.
Is it real? Because they tell you when kids are choking, like, just to put their hands up like this.
Yeah, everyone's seen that cop video.
And it seems it works. But even when my kids start choking, I'm just like, yeah. Yeah,
you're abusive as shit. That's why.
You ever seen that cop video where the girl, the cop revives that kid?
Oh, there's a couple of them. There's a the recent one.
It's a white one. White.
Yeah, right? It's like white people. Yeah. That was pretty good. Like, there's a new episode kid coming out. The crazy one was the one you tagged us on today. Was the fucking little kid in, like, dude, what was it, Korea or some
it's
shit?
It's in Taiwan. So I guess it was like a kite festival they have there, and the fucking the
just
wind.
Do a little style.
Huh?
Were little style,
yeah, kind of sort of style, but I don't know how old the kid was, like, what, four maybe?
Yeah, I think it was like four.
And the fucking wind took him, dude. It
was, yeah, the kid.
With the kite?
Bro, yeah, you gotta see this. You look it up. Look it up. It is, like, ridiculous. Just put this Taiwanese kid. I give this kid a props. He had the best grip in the world. He was fucking spinning, and, like, it was fucking him up.
It looked like something out of fucking, like, luckily cartoon they caught his shit. Ass. Like,
Asian boy right there. Asian boy flying kite. No, stock photos. That's a
thing.
Right there, that's the one.
This one?
Nah, yeah, that's the
yeah,
one.
That's it. That's it. Yep.
Look at that shit. Look at that, bro. Tell me shit. That shit is. It. Look at the grip on that kid, and he fucking caught him.
That was like a fire.
Look at that. That doesn't look real. 100 feet in the air. That's that like is a, not like some little shit.
That's like holy shit. That's like fucking. What's that movie? Little Rascals when they jump on the hose. The hose thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, just like the bubblegum one.
Yeah,
that's just crazy,
real,
huh?
Bro.
What'd you look up? What was it called?
Kid swings child. Kite swings child into air in Taiwan festival.
Oh, dude. That fucking I bet you his parents were just like, fuck!
Kobe. Always loved all over the world, baby.
Bones. Dude, God, that, look at the dude, grip on that
I
kid,
I can
though.
Fly. I believe I can fly.
That is insane.
Do you think he was holding on to it or he was tangled in it?
I think he was tangled into it.
It looks like he was tangled in it.
Yeah, it does kind of
like that. By his neck and shit.
Oh, well, you know how they are.
Maybe.
Circus and shit. They all know how to do that shit.
Oh, damn.
Really? Really?
Circus LA shit. You know how it is, baby.
Fucking pajama shirt, dude.
It's the real America, baby.
It's fine. That's why we're going to a civil war,
bro.
People like you.
That yeah, battle, heads. Dude. The Patriots that fucking Scott talks about. They want to go rush Antifa
Portland.
People.
Yeah. So well, that's what that guy
Antifa.
That died.
Antifa.com. Look up Antifa.com.
I don't want to.
No. Trust me. Look up Antifa.com. Just
oh, yeah.
Bro, I'm not trying to get fucked.
No,
my son
wait,
signed
just,
into this Google thing. I'm not trying to get him all fucked
just
up with
look
Antifa.
Up Antifa.com. Do it.
You look it up.
Okay, you're the one on the screen.
Yeah, but this is my son's account.
No, scared. Spell it right. Spell it right.
How do you spell Antifa?
Right? All right. .com.
Also, you spell it.
.com.
Bro, I'm going to have someone at my house next week.
Oh, no, conspiracy damn. As fuck.
Yes,
conspiracy as fuck.
Yes. It redirects you to fucking boy. Biden's fucking.
Who set that up?
Fucking obviously.
Fucking Ruben.
People. Conspiracies are true, dude.
He scares me every fucking time I go. And I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah, but the other...
Bro, he harasses me on Instagram. Sends me nothing but fucking...
That guy's funny.
He keeps asking for you guys. Like, I don't fucking know.
He's going to do it every time. That's what he does.
Asking yeah. for who?
For
like
me.
You guys, oh, have you talked to us? I'm like... I talked to him on Monday. He's like, have you talked? Like 20 minutes later, have you talked to us? I'm like, fuck, I just fucking...
Why would you tell him to come on the podcast?
I tell him... He brings that shit up every single time. I'm like, you can come. The next time I'll go... I've taken my son, both my kids, and I went, and then I took my brother on Saturday, and he asked me the same fucking question. Within
I feel
the
like
same
calling
week.
Him on air right now.
Call his ass, because he's a fucking, I don't know what's, I don't know. He keeps bringing the same shit up. All that marijuana.
Let me see if
he'll
answer.
Dude, but that fucking, that Patriot shit, like the caravans or whatever.
In Portland.
Dude, that shit seems like. Something out of like I don't know a movie like what's
a video game
Adam Sandler movie like get on the truck let's go fuck these people up bunch of hillbillies
dude,
and shit
bro this is a fucking but the Patriot thing the dude that died in Portland he had like a Patriot like something Patriot had on it was some type of like Trump cause or like or some shit like that but I guess they had it was like supposedly it was a caravan or people in trucks packed with paintball guns and pepper balls.
Yeah, I heard about
it. And then one dude ended up dying.
It was a Trump guy.
Yeah, it was a Trump supporter. But
and Trump is like backing up. He's like, oh, these guys are patriots.
Yeah, he retweeted the picture of them going down downtown. Yeah,
that's crazy.
All that shit.
That's just nuts. Like, these people are like straight up just like, you know what? Let's jump in the truck.
But they're saying
let's
that
down the street
Trump
quick.
Is, there's good odds that he's going to win again. Just based on the shy Trump voter. like the people that in public they're saying, "Oh, like, I don't believe in this." But when it comes to voting, they're gonna go vote.
Closeted Trump supporter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a DL. Down low for you guys.
Well, it's like fuck. We don't like the Democrats don't have a good candidate.
No, they don't.
They have Kamala.
Sleepy Joe is shit.
Too, dude, she's not good with the Latinos. Sports ice.
But what was crazy, someone brought up, someone I can't say who because I don't really fucking know. I just heard it. But this might be fake news. But Trump had a pretty good vote from Latino voters.
No, when he was elected. Cubans. The reason why is because what?
Latino, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're saying all.
I didn't say fucking Mexicans. I said Latino.
Just saying Mexican. Latino votes like a fucking that's what broad
I'm
saying. Thing.
That's what I'm saying. So but I'm then saying, how do you just say Cubans?
Yeah, because it is. I'm telling you
from
why.
New York
you
or
listen,
what?
You idiot. From Florida. Because they've been through a socialism fucking.
Shut the fuck up. You look Puerto Rican as fuck right now.
Oh, I look Puerto Rican.
Fucking
fuck.
Camo and beard.
So they went through some shit in Cuba, you know? They went through it no sense. Socialism and communism. So that's why when they come here, they see traits from like the Democrats, and they're like, "Fuck that, we go Republican." Like that's a hardcore Cuban thing to do. They always go fucking Republican as soon as they get here. What are you looking up?
Don't be stupid. Pretty sure.
Right, camo beard.
Oh my god, camo and beard Latino.
You'll look up this, but you won't look up Antifa.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
What is wrong?
It's my son's thing.
Watch, look up Cuban Republican. Y'all see the reason why?
Wonderful. Just believe everything.
Images or what?
What is he right? Oh my god. Go, why the fuck would you go images, you idiot? Oh my. Yeah,
I thought we were trying to talk about your brother.
No, dude.
I'm not going to read that whole fucking thing. I'm sorry. That's like when someone sends me a long ass text. I just text them back. I did not read.
What?
So I don't care that much. You going to read that to everybody? Go ahead, popcorn reading right now. You take the first paragraph, Tony. Go ahead.
Just read it on your own time.
Since Barack Obama.
Fuck that shit. So Vanilla Ice, there might be a new movie out.
Fine. Thanks.
Anyways, Franco, the younger Franco brother might play Vanilla Ice in a movie. What do we think about that?
But he's actually a pretty good actor.
No, he's a great actor.
He's a good actor.
I don't think he's Vanilla Ice. He's not white like that.
Well, because they can't use his brother because his brother already played Riff Raff in that Spring Break movie with Gucci Mane and all that shit. That was basically Riff Raff.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, okay, basically. But I don't think he doesn't look like Vanilla Ice, though. Do they have a photo of him casting?
No, they're getting it together. It's called To the Extreme.
It's going to be a biopic?
Biopic, yep.
Damn, now looking at those two pictures, but that's like shot out Vanilla Ice, though. That's not like young Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, but you know what they're going for. You don't have to be exactly similar. Come on, yeah. You understand what's going on. But I don't even know the Vanilla Ice story. I know there's Suge in it, and then that's it.
Eric, you remember Scotty Mac? He shot out. Scotty Mac used to be friends with Vanilla Ice, and in one of Vanilla Ice's albums, he shouts out Scotty Mac.
Who's Scotty Mac?
Some guy we used to work with. But so Vanilla Ice, he told Scotty Mac, this dude, that Suge actually put him over a fucking balcony,
over an edge,
and made him fucking sign over his shit.
I think he said that on Vlad as well. That's what That's what a lot of people are saying is who's gonna play Suge in this movie? Suge, I guess. So what did? I don't know. Vanilla Ice only have one song, right? Ice Ice Baby.
He's had more. He was in movies and shit too. That street bike movie.
I really don't know much about Vanilla Ice besides him being like a one hit wonder type of thing.
Yeah, VH1 one hit wonder.
But I mean, I know he was involved in like a lot of crazy shit, but I just don't know what.
There was a movie he was recently in. Oh, the fucking the Adam Sandler one.
Where he goes back to his son, where...
What the fuck?
No
the wrong...
He was in that one,
Missy,
too.
The wrong Missy. Yeah, there you go.
He was in the one where... what's that other guy that's funny? Where he sleeps with his teacher and they end up having a kid.
Oh, yeah. Can't remember.
Yeah, but he was in that, too. Right, like, they, and then Adam Sandler takes his son to like a strip club, and then that's where Vanilla Ice is.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't sound like anything I will watch.
You've probably seen it, you fuck.
People have seen. You guys been watching Cobra Kai on fucking Netflix or what?
Man, yeah.
Cobra Kai!
Melissa almost beat my ass yesterday because I skipped a couple episodes without her. She went to sleep last night because she had to work today. And I stayed up and watched them. But the main guy.
Is it good?
Or is it just stupid good?
Yeah, it's stupid good.
We saw some Napoleon Dynamite, like, stupid shit.
Okay, no. Wait a minute. What's that fucking movie we saw about karate, too?
I forgot what it is. But you brought it up already.
Oh, the self-defense one?
Yeah.
I think that one's so stupid. Makes my brain hurt.
The art of self-defense. It's called The Art of Self-Defense.
Yeah. Watch. Just look at it real quick.
The stupid kid from Facebook.
With Brian, whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Zombieland kid.
Yeah.
Compton, shut up. Because he's probably fucking judging us right now.
Compton sucks at Warzone. I don't give a fuck what he says.
No, Junior's judging us because we don't know our movies.
Junior needs to keep walking his dog around.
Artist out the fence. Yeah, that's the one.
I heard this movie is like some... What's that dude with the ponytail that made all those 90 movies?
Fucking Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. That's what kind of style that movie is, I think.
No.
Oh, you gotta be in the Stupider? Forest.
Steven Seagal movies
Stupider?
Were dope.
I don't think
they were dope,
word,
dude. Steven Seagal movies
at
were
a
good.
Certain point where he was like... crazy out of shape where he was just like
but when he's wearing like the fucking
the
light
the early 90s he was cool.
What's that boots? Dude Sean Clam
Sean Clam
when all the movies were basically the same. If people didn't know, Kickboxer and Bloodsport were totally different movies.
You know what I started to watch?
Same fucking movie.
You know what I started to watch the other day but I didn't finish it? Was Taxi.
Which one? Queen Latifah one?
That was disrespectful as shit, this podcast dude. Right now.
I'm pretty sure we fucking said the same exact thing. Like,
Al Pacino?
Oh, my God.
Who's the other guy? That's
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, dude. This guy, he did method acting so hard, he went crazy, and they found him naked in the closet.
Oh, that's when he's doing the taxi driving around.
I can't believe you fucking did Queen Latifah on a Robert De Niro movie, fool.
Well, Taxi, that was the most recent. Am I not right?
Recent as in like fucking 2001 or
am
what?
I not
I
right?
I don't want to agree with you.
Fucking idiot, but I'm right.
I'll just say that I don't want to agree with you.
Well, that's like your brother saying.
No, the closest one is Stuber or whatever.
Stuber? What's Stuber?
The fucking Batista.
Lindsay
and the,
Lohan?
And the Asian guy from fucking Silicon Valley.
Gabriel.
Oh.
Who?
Well, you're a dumbass, dude. This one just texted me right now. I'm not going to make it to Tony's house.
What the fuck?
You're on the podcast right now.
Tony's house.
Oh, what's happening?
We have a guest named Gabriel.
Say something.
You guys are doing a podcast on a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Is it Monday?
Just when?
Since right now. Fool.
Since started, fool.
Since COVID.
Since COVID.
All over there.
Oh, you're supposed to make this fun, dude. You're making it boring right now and shit.
Hey, you're fun as hell.
Hi, everybody.
Gabriel, just give us a pop.
We'll text you.
That was terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah, what an idiot.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Gabriel's moment.
Give her a moment.
So, okay, so when we were grabbing the beer previously before the podcast, we were speaking on the gentleman who shot two people in, Portland, right? Correct? Oh. Or what was it?
Was it in
Missouri?
Yeah, some shit like
Milwaukee.
That. One of those places with the M.
Like where they said self-defense type shit.
It has an M, that's all I know.
Well, anyways, I guess a student group in Arizona State University is raising money for the 17-year-old gunman.
For him?
For him.
Oh, yeah, there's already a bunch of different groups that have raised this shit.
Well, I mean, like, I told you earlier, like, where the video started, we just see...
In the public's eye.
We just see fucking the kid getting jumped. mm-hmm. right? And then one of them shoots with the handgun.
Which you were telling me, which I didn't know.
And then homeboy shoots him in the arm and then shoots the other guy in the head.
You see one dude literally collapse.
Yeah, so it's like that. At that point, it looks like self-defense, but when he got up and homeboy, everyone's running away, he shot again.
Yeah, it looks like he kneeled down to shoot again.
Yeah.
But that's like adrenaline, right?
Doesn't matter what it is.
No, if the shit's over already,
if someone's fleeing, have their back towards you and they're fleeing.
Isn't that why they say drag your ass back into the house?
Apparently the cops are just going not even arresting them, like basically props.
So I mean,
it only counts if you're a cop.
I'm just saying what I saw in the video.
Civil War, baby.
We don't know what happened before after. So. Facts. But I mean,
do we ever?
Didn't they say he was training to be a cop?
He was doing the cadet training shit.
But either way, when they were jumping, homeboy had a gun on him too. So he fucked up.
They hit him with fucking a skateboard too, with straight trucks. Boom.
Yeah, so
they're trying to take the gun from him.
There's a bunch of shit that went down.
You're putting yourself in that situation when you're going to that place with an automatic weapon already.
He was protecting.
To be honest, if I was in that situation, I probably would do the same thing. I'm not gonna get fucking killed over some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna get jumped by a bunch of dudes and one has a gun. Like, if I have a gun, I'm going to use it. You already pulled the gun on me, I'm going to use it. Like I said.
Yeah, it's you against them. They pull it away, they're not just going to pull it away.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if they're just going to pull it away, take it away from you. They might shoot you back.
In that situation, like, my life is more greater than yours. Like, for real.
A lot of adrenaline, a lot of everything.
But, like I said, we don't know what happened before that video. But either way, he jumped.
Well, if we had fucking cyborg drones
around
the world and shit.
That shit.
What is that?
So the Air Force, I think it was like they've been working here for the last 10 years, and Forbes, the magazine or whatever that is.
Forbes.
They announced the other day that they're pretty much done with the project. So the cyborg drones is basically, it's a fighter jet that the military is going to start using, and they're going to use it as like the drones they have now, like to bomb and gas up fucking planes in the sky. But these are going to be our new fighter jets.
But they've had a movie on Netflix.
Bring a picture on the fighter of the cyber
drone. But images is like crazy.
That's not it.
Look up cyborg drones, military. Or something.
Just put Air Force cyber.
Pulled up picture of fucking Transformers and shit.
A bee?
No, but they had a movie on Netflix where there were actual drones, just what was that movie back in the day?
The third one.
You're talking third on top. The one on Amazon, the Ryan one?
No, there was this show where everyone has powers. Like, this dude had electricity and all that shit. But I'm just saying, they had drones falling around the city where they would drop, little robot things that are kind of it was a movie, a sick-ass movie in the 90s.
X-Men.
No, RoboCop. They drop dudes that like RoboCop.
That was not RoboCop.
No, but they would be cyborg. Like that's they were dressed like fucking RoboCops.
Hmm.
Look at you guys.
What's the third one on top?
1, 2, 3.
So that's basically the fighter jet they're trying to.
That looks like a banana.
They're trying to eliminate fucking. they're trying to eliminate the human.
It has a little thing in the front.
Now's the time to be scared of bananas.
That looks like a cartoon.
So they're trying to eliminate humans.
Bananas.
Driving and shit. So someone in fucking Wisconsin is going to be controlling this shit.
They're going to fucking paint them wherever they want to.
Yeah.
Well, what's that movie? Ryan. Something Ryan on Amazon.
The show? Ryan?
Jack Ryan.
I love that show.
Remember that when the guy that's just controlling the fucking drone and just killing people, he feels bad?
They do that now.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
that's how they're going to do with the jets. That's
crazy.
And I see those drones fly every day when I'm at work and at home. You see them because they live right by the military base here in the United States of America. So you see them every once in a while, and they're fucking crazy looking. It's kind of scary when you see them, too, because you're like, yeah, these motherfuckers are almost right.
It's kind of scary to see Amazon trucks everywhere, though.
Why?
They're fucking monopolizing everything.
He just hit $200 billion.
I went on Pierce. I was driving down Pierce, and where that little egg place is, there's a little milk and egg farm where they had their own milk trucks, egg farm. It's all filled with Amazon trucks now.
Oh yeah, they ran out the
fucking
parking lots.
Nuts.
Yeah, they ran out the parking lots.
I was like, God damn! Like, there has to be like.
Bruh.
But don't you like
I
Amazon?
I love Amazon. Thank you for my credit and everything. I enjoy it. I'm just saying, it's fucking crazy.
He just hit $200 billion. Crazy.
It's crazy to see Amazon planes close to a military base. Where they share the runway. The
same runway, yeah.
Which is nuts. That's where they're going to be shipping. They're going to be shipping those fucking hybrid drones in their planes to fucking wherever they need it.
Shipping missiles.
Prime.
They're going to
be shipping
houses?
Prime. Military weapons prime.
What are you looking up?
I was trying to find that.
Have you watched the Project Power?
With Jamie Foxx, yeah, I watched it. It was cool.
Kind of weird.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was kind of like the Bright movie with Will Smith.
Yeah, it was kind of like they had the same feel.
I like Bright more than that one though.
Well, Bright was like a fantastical.
Well, so is this one? What the fuck?
No, but I'm saying Bright was fantastical. What was that movie that we all loved?
What was the movie you
End
said
of
that
Watch.
Was really good?
End of Watch. Remember End of Watch?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great movie.
That was like the Bright kind of like bit off of End of Watch, sort of.
I could see
that. That same
bit.
Little.
What's
the
movie
that
fantasy version of
that you saw where Will Smith was his younger version?
Gemini.
Yeah, that movie is fucking dope, dude. And you know what? Now that we're on movies, I'm going to say something right now.
Say it.
Fuck the new movie Capone. I watched it today because it's free on
trash. No. Let me raise my... On to that. 5 minutes into it, I was like, fuck it, no, I'm over this
shit. My God.
As soon as
dude.
He was just in the beginning walking down his hall, I was like, no.
It was so stupid. I just watched it just to watch it. And I finished it. I was watching my mom, and my mom looked at me and says, it's a movie, pendeja. Like, fucking stupid movie.
It was after all his shit he did, though.
Yeah, I heard
it was that, after all his shit.
I told you guys. You guys know I'm into this shit. I told you guys.
No, yeah, yeah.
I was disappointed because it was this made up fake story about him afterwards that he was senile. No, because I read the reviews and the story.
I didn't watch it at all.
I watched.
I swear to God, 2 minutes in when he was just walking, he hears some sound. I was like, I'm over it.
I heard he had like a scene where he kept throwing up or
something. Yeah, he was just. And there's a scene where he shits in the bed.
He shits himself.
Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous. Like some fucking. Like some exorcist shit. Like,
who the fuck wants to see the later years? Like,
yeah.
I want to see all the prime
shit.
And
it's so good.
And it's probably not even true.
No, it's not. Of course. No, hell no, it's not. And he played so good with Ralphie in the fucking show we love on Netflix,
Peaky Blinders.
So he did great on that.
Fucking Ralphie.
So I thought he could play like a really good Al Capone, but it was just like
he did good when he was playing the same person with his brother twins in that movie.
But yeah,
when they took over fucking
that was a bad. What movie was that? That was a good movie. Fuck, that's a good movie. I just saw that not too long ago too. What one of them had a badass haircut?
Oh, you're talking about with Shia LaBeouf?
No,
that was
a good Lawless.
Movie too. Lawless is a great movie.
He's bad in all these fucking.
He's
movies.
A badass actor, but Mad I was so disappointed he took that role.
Legend. Yeah, was where him and his brother take over. They're like gangsters and shit.
You guys gotta watch it. If you haven't watched that movie yet, you gotta watch that movie. It's good.
Where one Netflix? Of his brothers like a fucking maniac.
I think so. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
His brother's gay.
Yeah, his brother's gay.
Oh yeah, about the twins from London.
Yeah.
Good movie.
That's
Venom was fucking whack.
What's their name? What's their actual name?
That was Tom Hardy and Bronson.
Bronson was fucking.
Yeah, Bronson was great.
His name fucking flew. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck. What?
Why'd you get all high pitched?
That's his main. That's where I met fucking Tom Hardy was Bronson. Well, you're a fucking retard.
I watched that shit in fucking 2000.
And I'm sorry. That's not politically correct.
I watched that shit
a long time ago.
Fuck it, man.
That shit came out 10 years ago. More than that.
But they were the Kray brothers, right?
Oh, Warrior was a good movie.
So yeah, so that's where that the word Kray when Jay-Z and fucking...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it won't be like the Kray.
Oh,
I didn't know he was in Band of Brothers or Black Hawk Down. Band of Brothers on HBO was a fucking...
Band of Brothers is a great series
on HBO.
Amazing.
Fuck.
And Saving Private Ryan is amazing.
You didn't fucking know
you. Band of Brothers, in the beginning of each episode, when they have the actual people that were in there, like speaking on that, like it's fucking nuts.
This should just knock Capone off for that fucking.
Yeah, that's
that shit. Was
I don't
so
even
stupid.
Give it a chance. I don't even.
Just watch it now, just to watch it.
No, I don't want it now. That's like a.
You guys want to watch something that you might like or might not like? It's a comedian, I guess, or a comedic. It's a show about a girl that becomes a comedian, the rich girl. It's called The Marvelous Something Something.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you guys have gotten
the Marvelous
Amazon fucking promos.
Something May.
Yeah, I started watching it, and it's actually, pretty good.
Yeah,
and she's hot.
I think Joe Rogan like loves that show.
Like, yeah,
he just squeezed that in there.
She shows,
and she's hot.
Yeah, a set of tits,
googly eyes.
Googly eyes. Dude, I've been seeing googly eyes pop up on my fucking Facebook ever since.
Yeah.
That same stupid promo where they scroll like to fucking to like it or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking googly, googly eyes.
Your phone's listening to you. Every time you say googly eyes, it's just another ad right there.
Yeah.
Googly. So do we know that Pusha T and Logic have a esports team?
What?
Like esports is, I knew esports was crazy big, but now it's like
that's not even fucking news, dude.
No, you already knew that.
No, the biggest.
So then it's news.
Drake has one of the biggest ones. 100
Which one?
Thieves.
Who?
100 Thieves.
What games?
He fucking invested that shit like a years back.
Did they?
Dude, yeah, the 100 Thieves is killing it.
So what is this? So it's just a team for
it's
games?
Esports.
Yeah, oh, esports.
So,
yeah.
So basically, like, you know, it's like the X Games of fucking video games.
Like what they do with Fortnite and all that.
So these kids, like, even my son now is like. So organized, like they, so Pusha T and Logic have a team named Chaos, and which is crazy. Is
well, Logic's these, big on Twitch with games.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Okay, that's cool too. That's okay. That's I'm saying that's just well. My son Josiah is 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Oh my god, you're a bad father. You know his son's age.
What I'm saying is like they want to like that. These are what this is what these kids want to be.
Well, yeah,
they want to be YouTubers. They want to be like shit like this. I'm like, that's fucking nuts.
Look up 100 Thieves. Look up 100 Thieves. They get really good talent.
That's where everything's going right now, especially right now with this whole COVID shit. Everyone's on games. Everyone's on video games.
Well, fucking Warzone's a shit. I wish I could play more.
Next month, fucking Tony Hawk comes out. Plays.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to watch that. That's a fucking esports team. They got all the agents.
They got jerseys and shit.
They got a whole house. Like,
So does a whole bunch of.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, fucking FaZe Clan is like.
Basically, that's what I was gonna say.
I remember them from fucking way back in
the
day.
And this is Drake's thing.
Yes. Oh, he's one of the investors. One of the investors in.
That's pretty cool.
So look at that shit. Look at that badass office.
So instead of buying like an actual sports team, you might as well just put your money into a team that plays video games and shit like that.
Pretty much, if you find talent, like some fucking nerd that's just getting down around the world.
I don't even think they're nerds, though, anymore. It's just
some of them aren't. Some of them are smashing. One guy was dating that hot-ass chick that went
Mexican
viral,
chick.
The Mexican chick, and he dumped her because he wanted to focus on video games.
Money's better over fucking.
You can, was it Ninja?
Yeah, you can find booty anywhere.
Ninja's a fucking nerd.
No, you can find booty anywhere. All these chicks look the same now. It's crazy.
I don't know. It's kind of like that movie I was talking about last week, The
Ready Player One, yeah.
You guys all watch that movie. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's fucking good.
No, Caesar used to always tell me about it.
It's $3 on fucking Prime.
Really fucking good.
Yeah, I enjoyed six tacos.
$3? You can get six tacos.
Six tacos for $3?
Well, you get 50 cent tacos.
Yes. Where?
Oh, Jack in the Box is whack.
Those ain't fucking tacos, you disrespectful son.
This shit ain't real meat.
Tacos are, I didn't say fucking real meat tacos. I said tacos. A hard shell is a taco, motherfucker. It doesn't matter what
you
put into it.
Eric, we had Raising Cane's last week. Pretty good chicken, right?
Pretty good.
How long was the line?
Oh, what do you mean there's no line out here?
There was no line, dude.
Not out here?
I swear, we went and we came back within like a minute. Yeah. We were all excited.
Don't fucking put that out here just in case we have some listeners from the Inland Empire coming out here.
Yeah,
that's a joke. Never mind.
Oh, by the way, we're sponsored by Raising Cane's. Chicken that will melt in your mouth.
So is that fire? I don't, bro. These dude, lines out here is crazy.
That's good. I mean, you can get it on your way home, right here.
I don't like it that much.
Oh, you had it then?
Yeah, I just lied. I don't.
What the fuck?
Immediately got caught lying.
You know what, kids? When you're in a lie, just go. Hop to it.
Commit
to it. Just the easiest.
Or just double down. You just double down.
Or you can double down because sometimes people just
Bobby
give up.
Lee and shit.
Way better looking than Bobby.
I don't know about that.
Wow.
He pulled Kalila.
Kalila pulled him.
Yeah.
she was looking for a come up. Like, what the fuck?
That's hilarious.
That's a cool ass name,
100 Days. Yeah,
I don't think he came
up
with this. That was a sick ass name.
Yeah,
looks like they have batting cages right here.
That is fucking hot girl they just recruited. We have a couple.
badass building too. Googly eyes. Organized chaos.
Dude, it's so crazy to me how many girls have fucking... I know we've talked about this a lot, but fucking...
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. Like, literally, I see tweets all the time. If you're a chick and you don't have OnlyFans, what are you doing?
It's kind of like the same thing we're talking about right now. Like, everyone's in video games. Everyone's on OnlyFans. It's like,
I would be so down to do Twitch, to do video games. I think we're funny. Like, when we have the squad together, like, me, you, Dennis, Compton, like, that shit's fucking hilarious. But, oh, fuck, dude. Fucking kids have dads and shit. Girls. They had no idea. Bet you they just make up fake names and make profiles
more. Well, there's also people that are renting out houses and are setting up, like, lights and shit like that, and they're setting up, like, rooms.
Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Kingdom. But that's some real shit.
What are you talking about, these girls?
Yeah, these
all girls. These girls are pulling other guys. They literally, like, they need talent. They're like, hey, who wants to come over and fucking basically smash me for OnlyFans?
My fucking dance moves are sick.
My fucking dance moves are sick.
Your booty in the booty.
What's happening right now, dude?
With your fucking pajamas on.
This is OnlyFans plug right there. Booty in the booty.
God damn.
And they're not sick. It's the same moves since 06.
Yeah, but if you were born after 06, you got sick as them.
God damn.
Throwback. It's like disco to them.
Something about dancing. Fucking, yesterday I was watching the MTV video.
VMAs.
That shit. Fucking, that shit was weird.
They're always weird.
It was at a fucking drive-in.
I understand these drive-in shits.
It was at Burt Kreischer.
It was at a drive-in.
Burt Kreischer's not even that funny.
And a lot of it was on podcast.
Yeah, but on stand-up.
Never heard the Russian podcast story. Great story,
bro.
The machine.
Okay, exactly. He's a podcast guy. He's not a stand-up guy.
Oh, that was a stand-up story, but you don't know that because you're not a fan.
But yeah, I don't give a fuck about this fat fuck.
It's that fucking drive-in, right?
And same shit. Half of the same show, fucking 5 years.
Half of the show is
he's not cooler than me. He's just on a fucking people's podcast that you
he's
like.
He's still fucking ranting on fucking.
No, fucking Burt Kreischer's a fucking retard.
God damn, I didn't know you hated Burt Kreischer.
No, he's not funny.
Who do you think is funny then?
Anthony Jeselnik, fucking.
Who the fuck is that?
Tosh. Who is that?
Anthony Jeselnik?
Tosh.0
is fucking hilarious.
Oh my god. Just stop.
You're an idiot.
Who is your favorite comedian then? Who do you like?
Joey Diaz.
Okay, yeah. I understand
that. All right. There you go, dude.
But Burt Kreischer is the same bullshit all the time. Joey Diaz is at least fucking has new stories and shit.
I just like because he's raw. Like,
okay, Burt Kreischer is not fucking raw. He's the same bullshit all the time.
I'm not comparing them. There's different
Okay, then. Who else do you like? Who do you like then? Fuck.
Why do I have to fucking answer you?
Because you said my shit was fucking, you didn't like my fucking answers, so who do you like?
Well, you're the dumbass to fucking answer.
Who do you like?
Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's exactly what I fucking thought. Gabriel dumbass Iglesias motherfucker over here.
Gabriel Iglesias motherfucker.
Fluffy's hilarious.
You look like a fucking cracked out fucking...
I need another fucking beer.
Soto.
Fuck you. Who do you... I already know. What type of comedy do you like? If you're telling Burt Kreischer is fucking hilarious, he's fucking...
Burt Kreischer is hilarious.
Not on a stand-up. On a podcast
I never said stand-up. I just said he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you're just getting
all
buttered.
Your stand-up probably sucks.
My stand-up's hilarious.
Like, Joy.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
You just dug yourself in a hole.
I'm just waiting for these comedy clubs open so I can jump in there.
The fuck?
Idiot. You're lucky this fucking COVID shit hit.
Dude, no. Hey.
Stupid.
Look. What's up? No, I'm good. Look, this idiot. Because
I had my 20 minutes open until
we're
going
to have
COVID
Tim
hit.
Take him to a fucking open mic. And
tell Tim to take me. I'm ready.
Let's hear it 5 minutes.
It's in my book at home.
If I tell Tim to take you, he might just take you.
He can take me. I don't give a fuck. I'll talk about all this shit. I'm fucking hilarious.
You are not hilarious.
I'm hilarious. You know what? I'm going to start my own podcast.
You got all worked up on fucking Burt Kreischer.
It's called Hilarity Plus One.
Idiot.
Fuck Burt Kreischer.
Who's your favorite?
He's not funny. He's funny on podcast. He's not. I've seen his stand-up.
We never
Chris D'Elia is fucking not funny.
What? I thought he was funny.
Not on stand-up. No.
What? I like the, what was it called? I'm on Fire or some shit like that. I like
but
that
he
one.
Does the same
fire.
Show.
He does the same fucking look how shit stupid he does. You look. I don't care, but he does the God same damn, shit.
But you're trying to say that Jeselnik doesn't?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He's not all active in like.
Yeah, but every single one of his fucking jokes is the same goddamn bullshit.
What? Tell me.
It's a fucking setup. And then some.
Oh, just, it's called comedy. Just set up and punchline.
No, comedy. It's a weird. It's just like an off the wall punchline. Like it's always the same fucking shit. And then like baby rape. Like what the fuck? Like yeah, every yeah. single one of his fucking jokes it yeah, follows no, the same weirdo, fucking
like that. What the fuck? You like baby rape?
So you don't like Mitch Hedberg?
Huh? Mitch Hedberg was fucking okay, funny shit just because it was stupid as fuck.
Exactly. Same shit.
I like. No. I like Bill Burr because he's
Mitch Hedberg was
Bill
a bunch
Burr's
of
ranner.
Mitch Hedberg was a bunch of one.
Bill Burr is the same as the same with Joey. Joey and all that shit. Like
they really, they're different.
No, but they're in the same. You would group them together. Oh. Like it'd be a group hug type shit.
Not really.
Boston and Jersey and not
it's
really.
It's too different.
What do you mean
different
fucking? Things. But doesn't give a fuck. Boston and Jersey. Shut the fuck up. They talk about the, it's a ranting. It's different. Storytelling. It's not a fucking punchline and fucking. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck does it matter where you're from?
Because that's where you're getting comedy
it's
from.
It's East Coast.
You're getting all high pitched again. Calm down. You're up here. You need to calm the fuck. You need to like calm down.
That's what he's drinking. It's Kirkland fucking Jack Daniels and shit.
Out to watch.
So let's hear some of your comedy.
I don't have it on the. You'd have to like this is some shit I have to prep for and shit. I would talk about life.
Like what?
Life.
Give us something.
He's laughing.
Give us something. Give us something.
He's laughing. He's good.
I'm laughing at you.
I would have to feel the moment. That's fine. Laughing's laughing.
Just give us a.
I'm trying to fill people's heart with joy.
Give us a one liner.
I don't have a one-liner. I'd have to fucking study and shit like that.
Damn.
So everyone like, knows you don't study.
Did I say I was a comedian? No. I said I could
you
fucking do it.
You fucking said you could sell out shows and shit.
I did not say I could sell out shows.
You said you're going to sell out the Garden.
You said the Forum.
Yeah. God,
I said I could do a stand-up thing.
You said
thing.
You had a solid hour ready.
I said Corey can tell me, or not Corey, but fucking
Tim
could take me wherever. And I can damn, fucking all yeah, stand yeah. up there and yeah, do what I'm running to.
Tim, you can take me wherever. Just take me.
Oh, Tim.
Oh,
Timmy.
But I'm saying I could stand up there and fucking
Timmy.
Do something. I'm not saying I'm going to make people laugh, but people will either laugh at me or laugh with me. It's either way. It don't matter to me.
Well, I can get stand up stage. There, though.
Okay.
But you should have like a one-liner already, like fucking.
Well, I wasn't ready for this.
But you're judging everybody else.
Who am I? I'm saying he's fucking whack. That's okay. If you're gonna put yourself out there to be like a comedian and be on that stool, that plateau, whatever the fuck you would say, you're in the public eye, then I could be able to have the opinion where I'm not gonna listen to you. I'll listen to you on podcast, but your comedy, I'm not gonna watch you on Netflix. I'm not gonna sit there for a fucking hour and watch you on Netflix when you're fucking whack.
On Netflix.
Okay, so you should go be a comedian, then you fuck.
You're getting too worked up right now.
No, but you're too like, angry. Does it fucking matter?
He's grabbing his water bottle.
Fuck! I'm done!
That's the stupidest fucking rat I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
Just rage. Rage for nothing.
That was the dumbest reason to be mad. Bird Crusher! I got a minute. They can take me anywhere.
He got so mad that he got hungry. Look at him. God damn.
Oh, fuck. That was horrible. I want to end it there just because he's a dumbass. It's 7125media.com. Look at this fucking retard.
Are we doing this right? Not Martin. Right? Not Martin. Let me tell you that right now.
Fucking Mental Martina. We're out.